blah 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 blah
blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 56, the real 56, not that weird one that came out a few days ago on April 1st. Episode 56 of Blah Blah Podcast, the only show on the web that'll make you sick and tired of movies and entertainment. And we're all here today. I am Jason Green, and with me as always is Sean Smith.
Jason, I know you never fall for any April Fool's joke, so thanks for plugging the April Fool's episode.
Yeah, I'm just keeping my eye out for our loyal fans. You know, I am impervious to pranks. I've never been pranked in my life. I challenge anyone to prank me.
That's bullshit.
And that lovely voice is Mr. Benny P.
Woo, woo, woo.
Woo. And today is the here today is the man of a thousand voices, Mr. Joe Bo.
Woo, woo, woo.
Oh, God.
That was my Benny impression.
That was beautiful. That was
spot on.
And that sickly, sickly voice.
That disgusting voice.
Evan Moore. Evan is a real trooper, ladies and gentlemen, because he has come down with probably the flu or some form of Ebola.
It was nice knowing you.
It's spit in my mouth, itis.
I want to just point out that all you asked me was, hey, you sound a little groggy. I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of sick. I'm relaxing. And you're like, you have Ebola. Also, by the way, Jason, I've been pranking you for like 10 years, so.
A bowl of cereal?
You mean, yeah, you like your prank? you're like, what is that, on my wedding day, Evan? I'm going to ask you to be my best man. You're like, yeah, joke's on you. I was never your friend.
Yeah.
It's like a 10-year prank.
Yeah. Really, what I'm doing is I'm just gathering information to, like, use against you later.
Oh, well, I bet you that you're coming up short.
And the day that you called yourself the giant midget gave me a lot to work with. So.
Episode 54, everybody. Or was that 55?
I think it was 55.
55, yes. Go listen to it. Great episode. By the way, ladies and gentlemen listening, we have officially the first Blah Blah t-shirt has been made. If you would like to purchase a t-shirt or look at the one that was made, please email me at jgreen89@gmail.com. jaygreen89@gmail.com. And we can discuss t-shirt orders. They're very nice and comfy. They say Blah Blah podcast on them.
Don't listen to him. He lies. They feel like razor blades and a fresh haircut on your neck.
What are you talking about, Evan? They're made out of my tears.
They're horrible.
This one, Adam. Eyelash.
Eyelashes. No, they're horrible, and they cut your back up, and they're too small. And
no, they're in all seriousness, they're really comfortable. I just got it yesterday, and it's very comfy.
He's pranking you.
Yes, I am. Okay, we have a lot on the plate today, everybody. So, Sean, please start us off like you usually do.
I sure will. So, we have a lot of fallout from the Batman vs. Superman. A
lot of fallout, boy. Yeah.
From Batman vs. Superman from the last couple weeks.
Can we just refer to it as the film that shall not be named?
Well, we have to say what it is because
no, just because every time you do, somebody in Uganda cries. I believe that.
Well, it's going to be a river of tears then today.
Oh God.
So Batman vs. Superman.
Wouldn't they be crying because they have Ebola?
You gave them a bowl of cereal. I've never heard that. That's funny.
So Batman vs. Superman has set a new box office record, guys. They finally did it.
Yeah.
But it's not the one that they wanted. The film had the largest audience drop-off over a weekend for any superhero movie in history.
Hell yeah.
It's a repeat value, isn't there?
It dropped 55% from Friday to Sunday during the opening weekend.
Word of mouth.
Yeah, oh. It's just because I've literally been telling people, yeah, don't even, I got to see it. No, don't see it. And yeah.
I drove away a few friends from seeing it.
I did too.
I could see Evan outside instead of like campaigning for like one of the people running for president, just saying, don't go see Batman versus Superman.
Yep. Snyder doesn't care. Yeah. He is there.
I just see Evan with a two-sided sign saying, don't vote for Trump. And by the way, don't see Batman versus Superman either.
If there's two things I don't like in this world, it's Batman versus Superman and the giant orange monkey.
And sleeves.
And sleeves would be the third thing.
I imagine them breaking the record was celebrated like that one SpongeBob episode where Patrick gets that award for doing nothing.
Yeah.
Oh no, they did something. They put out a horrible product.
They put out a shoddy piece of shit.
Yep. To make things worse, opening day Friday numbers dropped 81% compared to the second weekend's Friday numbers.
81%.
Yeah. So on the first day it came out on that Friday, it made about like 82 million, I believe, and then this past Friday it only made 15 million. So it had a huge drop. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you have two of the biggest box office draws ever. You might as well just call this movie like Star Wars versus Harry Potter versus James Bond versus Pirates of the Caribbean. Everyone goes and rushes out and sees it and then realizes that they absolutely hate it. And then they're like, yeah, don't see it.
I would love just to call see it Star Wars versus Harry Potter versus Pirates of the Caribbean versus
and Men. Where to find them.
Yes.
Versus Men in Black.
In case you're wondering, the number for the total gross so far in the U.S. has been 260 million, which for 2 weeks doesn't seem like that much. I believe Star Wars made that in,
which is out on Blu-ray today, by the way.
Yes. I got mine in the mail today.
Yay.
It's weird. It's in a black, case. You don't see those very often. I can't say I've ever seen that before.
What do you got against black things, Sean, huh?
Nothing. It's just weird. Usually it's in a blue case because it's a Blu-ray, you know?
Yeah, but blue doesn't go with everything, John.
Blue goes with most things, though.
Look,
blue
my Spider-Man 3 Blu-ray has a blue case and it makes no sense. It should have black.
You know what? That is one that should have a black case.
Yeah, there you go. See?
The Incredible Hulk Marvel one had a green case.
There's another one.
And I believe the last Avengers movie had a red case.
I don't know why.
I think Hulk Hogan has blue balls.
And Hulk Hogan,
Hogan has a 10-inch penis.
Yes, Hulk Hogan does. Not Terry Bollea.
We know that.
So anyway, about BVS. Word of mouth has really killed this film. Same thing that befuddled The Amazing Spider-Man 2, if I remember correctly.
Well, what's interesting...
I'm just happy.
Oh, go ahead. What's interesting is that overseas, it's not doing that well. Not doing that badly. As far as combining with the domestic numbers, it's got $682 million worldwide. I still don't think they're going to hit their $1 billion mark, but...
No, absolutely not.
I'm not a math major, but I think that's like 68, 70% of their total gross has been international.
I'm just glad to see that people are finally like, you know what? I'm not endorsing this movie. Ourselves and people just in general are like, I'm not going to see a movie that I know is going to be bad. Like, I'm going to save my money and rent it later because then it's not necessarily going to them and, you know, all that. So I'm glad that mindset is starting to, you know, pop up.
I mean, this goes back to our BVS review is that me and Chris, I know Chris brought it up and I kind of really agree with him. I'm done with this crap. It's like it's from now on when there's a movie that's like, I really don't want to see this because I know it's going to suck, I'm just going to stick to those guns because I think that gut feeling is right. And if we stop giving our money to crap, maybe they'll stop making crap.
Well, Evan, what do you feel about the Men in Black 21 Jump Street crossover?
Oh, he loves
that. That is actually a real thing, right?
That is a real thing.
I remember hearing about that. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I've never seen any of the 21 Jump Street movies.
But you've seen all the Men in Black.
Yeah, but only one of them's any good, and I don't really care.
I just want to make one
final comment on Batman vs. Superman. If there's one good thing that came of it that I actually find entertaining, it's the defense, like, comments on Facebook about him. Like, this is a different kind of movie. Oh, it's an intellectual movie. I'm like, it's a bad movie.
The only time that I actually enjoy the people who enjoyed the movie are people like Jason, your dad, who were like, no, I get it. The movie was weird and stupid, but I had fun because I like Superman and Batman.
Yeah, my dad's very passive about it.
You can't argue with that point. It's like this, you know, it's like if you recognize that the movie's a fucking train wreck and then go, well, I liked it anyway, okay, cool, good for you. It's the people that I don't like that are like, you just don't understand because you like Marvel and Star Wars.
Yeah, I'm
like,
so
they, because, you know, they put care into their movies. They have a plan. They have a formula. They understand that it's a comic book movie, and first and foremost, it's supposed to be a fun time. It's not supposed to challenge your mind and, you know, make these intellectual points.
And you know what?
Keep in mind, all the intellectual points in the movie,
I mean,
are
above all,
people,
it's not supposed to make you feel stupid.
Yeah, it's well, I mean, points in Batman Superman is like, oh, you know, I know Nietzsche. What was it, Friedrich Nietzsche or Nietzsche?
Yeah, whatever.
Nietzsche. Like, oh, I know him, so I'm gonna just pick his most famous quote and have Lex Luthor say it, and that means I am smart. No.
Well, I mean, this, here's a perfect example. Jason and I got into a Twitter war with some person.
Oh yeah, that fucker.
I don't know. I'm not gonna say his name, but if you go to our Twitters, you can find this guy. And I had tweeted that I didn't like Batman vs Superman, and he goes, "Typical. You probably liked Marvel movies. You probably liked the Avengers, and Star Wars."
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, yeah, I did like those movies. Those movies were great. Like, I don't understand your point. He's like, oh, this is stupid and predictable, and Batman vs. Superman is creative. And I'm like, and me and Jason are like going back and forth with this guy. We're like, and we're sending him like screen grabs of like the Rotten Tomatoes percentages, where like Star Wars Force Awakens and Avengers, the first one, both have like 98%.
Oh, I heard a great you know, I'll let you finish your point. I have a great someone made a great comment about Rotten Tomatoes that made me laugh so
funny. No, okay, yeah. I do want to hear that. But what I was going to say is, like, we were showing them like that these 98% ratings versus like the 30% for Batman versus Superman. And then the argument comes up, people are like, "Well, the critics hate it, but the fans love it." It's like, "No, nobody
critics
loves
are
it.
Fans."
And you know what? And critics, and Benny, don't lose your thought, because I want to hear that. But critics at this point don't look at something like Star Wars or the Avengers and go, "Ooh, it's not Citizen Kane," and turn their noses up to it now. Critics understand, they go into these movies and they understand, like, okay, this is a superhero movie. Is it going to be a good or a bad superhero movie? So they go in with the mindset of, I'm watching a Batman versus Superman movie. What does that have for me? They don't go in there and leave going, oh, well, they could fly, ergo the movie sucked. So don't make the argument that the critics don't know what they're talking about. The critics are fans. The fans are fans. And fans and critics all agree this movie bites the big
yeah.
one.
And this guy was saying, like, oh, Marvel and Star Wars movies are so predictable. And it's like, and I pointed out, I'm like, oh, yeah, well, what about this, this, and this in Batman Superman? That was extremely predictable and, you know, not thought out well.
I don't know, Jason. I think he was just a troll. That's what I think he was just trying to troll.
No, well, we had to pay the troll toll, didn't we?
Well, we did get into Benny. What were you saying?
So I work out with a buddy of mine who's a hardcore DC
tomato.
Fan. He loves, yeah. And occasionally we'll work out with this other guy, and he's another hardcore DC fan. Well, my one buddy, he accepts the fact the movie's awful, but this other guy comes in and he goes, I loved it. And I was like, so you loved the rumor. I just asked him. I asked him all these parts that were in it, because I actually haven't seen the movie. I just know that I'm not going to give Zack Snyder my money.
Good.
So I asked him about the Jolly Rancher thing, and he went, yeah. He goes, but beside that. And I go, okay, what about Jesse Eisenberg the entire time he's playing Lex Luthor is like schizophrenic, and that's not Lex Luthor's character. And he's like, yeah, we'll pass that. And I'm like, you can't just pass the clear, glaring issues.
Like, right, we'll pass that and past that and past then that. It's like, well, where's
yeah,
the movie?
He just keeps going and going. So I've said, well, okay, how do you defend Rotten Tomatoes giving it a 28%? He goes, Rotten Tomatoes isn't accurate. I went,
yeah, it's pretty accurate.
It's one of the more accurate, you know,
I had a
ways to gauge a movie.
I was like, what the fuck did you just say? And he goes, it's not accurate at all. I would never take an opinion from that site again. He goes, I find it to be nothing more than fan service. I'm like, what am I hearing? So I had to walk over and like splash my face with water to make sure I wasn't having like a fucking
a fever
like,
dream.
Yeah. I didn't just pass out and wake up in a fairyland, you know.
Can we talk
is this
about
guy's this legitimately sick? So I kept bringing up all the top critics on Rotten Tomatoes and in the world just saying it's not a good movie. And he's like, well, I don't take their opinion. He started going towards the Forbes article, and I'm like,
"Oh, yeah, don't go
what,
there.
What the hell is this
guy's obviously getting paid to make that review?"
Well, all right, here's another thing I don't understand about this whole argument is people like, "Oh, well, you're a Marvel fan." It's like, you know what? No, actually, I'm not. I love DC and I love Marvel. I never had like a feud between the two. In my joke, well, maybe you could, because I know that you're big into this, but I've never distinguished, well, this is a Marvel movie, so I'll like it more just because it's Marvel.
I take them as its own. I take a character for character. Is that interpretation of the character good or bad?
And, Marvel, and DC has some outstanding interpretations, and Marvel has some outstanding interpretations, and some horrible ones on both sides. It's like
Marvel may have more well-known heroes, but the people that they know from DC are like extremely popular. Outside of Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, you got The Flash, you got Green Lantern, you got Shazam, you got the Martian Manhunter. People love those characters. And if you want to see like good interpretations of those characters, watch the Justice League cartoon.
Yes.
Watch Young Justice. Watch the animated series. Watch those. See some of the animated movies. Go back and watch the Michael Keaton Batmans or the Christian Bale Batmans. Or the Christopher Reeve Superman.
Or skip through every single part in Batman vs. Superman that isn't a part with Batman in it.
Exactly. Like, and that's not to say that Marvel doesn't have bad interpretations of the characters. Ghost Rider is a really cool character, and both of those movies did him poorly.
You've got both Amazing Spider-Man movies.
It's the execution of the characters. And does it work in the case of Batman and Superman? No, because it's not true to the characters. It's what Zack Snyder wants. And Zack Snyder wants... Zack Snyder gets.
It's like, but I can't stress this point enough. Is I'm so tired of watching the criticism online say, well, you just don't like you just like Marvel and don't like DC. You just don't get DC. No, I love them both equally. I don't have a real preference here because I love characters from one and characters from the other. It's like, but that you're not making a good. It's just not a good movie. Like can you just accept that? And if you can say to me, hey, it was goofy and stupid and too much, but I had fun, then I'm okay with your argument. Yeah.
I just wanted to point out that the guy on the Twitter thing said that Lex Luthor wasn't cheesy. Now, I assume that he probably thinks that Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor was a great casting choice. He probably also thinks that sniffing glue is an excellent decision as well. But I just want to say that if he believes that casting Lex Luthor as Jesse Eisenberg was such a great idea, why is it that they've left all these loopholes? They call him Lex Luthor Jr.
Well, I think it's just a different interpretation of the character.
Is it a different interpretation, or are they setting up a fail safe?
No, I don't think they're
completely bombs.
I don't think they're smart enough to do that.
I'm just saying.
I caught that too, that it was supposed to be like, it was supposed to be Alex Luthor versus Lex Luthor, but then Sean, you're the one who was like, nah, it's Lex.
Yeah. And Alex Luthor's a thing too, like in Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Yeah, Alexander Luthor Jr. He's from an alternate universe, and he started out as a heroic character, but then he turned evil.
This one's nothing like Jesse Eisenberg, though.
Exactly. Like, in the comics, I don't know what... if you go off the Smallville interpretation, it's Lionel Luthor is his father, and I think they kind of adopted that in the comics, that Lex is the son of Lionel Luthor. But it just in this interpretation, it's this is supposed to be Lex Luthor, but he also happens to have a father named Lex Luthor.
Miss the mark? Okay, I know now we're
Evan,
really
you
derailing.
Saw the movie.
How did they miss the mark this bad? Like, how did they miscast that so poorly?
But what I was going to say was, like, I don't understand how, like, people who are diehard defending this movie, how they're, like, saying they relate to it. Like, oh, like, how the hell can you relate to, like, the philosophical...
A series of flashes and colors.
No, I mean, how the hell can you relate to, like, the philosophical drama Superman's going through? You can't relate to an alien, or you can't relate to what Batman's going through. He's a billionaire.
They probably relate to having a Jolly Rancher shoved in their mouth.
I think some people are just so hardcore fanboys for DC that they'll like anything.
I love DC.
Anything that comes out. Let's not joke around here. There are actual people who are DC people and Marvel people, and there's sometimes are Marvel people who will defend bad Marvel movies. It's not like it's only the DC people.
Yeah, there's people who defend Iron Man 3, like you said, Jason, and it's like, oh, you know, it took a chance and it did something different. It's like, but it took something that the fans loved and wanted and just didn't give them what they wanted and wanted to preach this moral about false faces.
Okay, but again, I can understand people defend. I honestly... as much as I don't like the movie, I'll defend some parts of Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, sure you will.
No, I will, but I am like, hey, look, the movie sucked. It was a big train wreck. But wait, here are some things I... No, Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking of this, the Tobey Maguire movie.
No,
anyway.
No. No, I'm talking about Amazing Spider-Man. And like, saying, look, the whole movie's a huge train wreck, but at the same time, I like some of the things that they did. You know, I can say that I enjoyed it and had fun, you know, even though the movie was garbage. If you can look at me and say, look, Batman vs. Superman was terrible, but I liked it, it's a different argument. Versus you don't understand, it was great.
Yeah, the talking down is really what's gotten people so up in arms.
That's why it's like, because I do know good movies and I do know good superhero movies, and it's like, don't come after me and tell me this was a good one. It's not.
Yeah, okay. Well, moving on. Well, kind of moving on. Let's talk about Zack Snyder a little bit here.
My heart.
Zack Snyder has confirmed that in this new universe, Robin was indeed killed by the Joker 10 years before Batman vs. Superman.
Oh, that's good. Something accurate.
Yeah, actually. Well, we knew this, though.
Yeah,
but... in a way, yes. But now we have a time frame to put onto it.
Okay.
And he didn't mention which Robin it was. And this is sort of bringing up the whole Jason Todd is Joker theory that they had a couple months ago, too.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually
how would you feel about that? How would you like if when in Suicide Squad it's revealed that this is the Jason Todd Joker? What would you guys
I would be intrigued, because that would it would explain why he's a little bit younger looking and like more like baby facious looking. And if the Joker died, that would kind of go along with the whole like, oh, Batman did kill the Joker thing, and that would also leave room to, you know, if they're doing a flashback and they got to show the real Joker, cast Willem Dafoe as the Joker, because I think he would be amazing at it. I'm dead serious.
I know. I've seen that.
I think they depict it.
I'd like for it to be Jason Todd, like the Robin that is dead, but I have a feeling that knowing Zack Snyder, it could very well be Dick Grayson, because, we couldn't fit him in the movie, so we just decided to kill him off screen.
Yeah, you're right. This is the man who killed Jimmy Olsen, like, in 2 seconds. So.
He didn't kill Jimmy Olsen. He shot him in the face with a terrorist.
Because, Jimmy Olsen doesn't fit in our movie, so I'll prevent other people in other movies to use him, because I'm a pompous douche.
Well, part of the whole Jason Todd theory with the Joker is that people are starting to connect it to spoiler, by the way, if you haven't seen Batman vs. Superman.
Who cares at this point? It's, the movie exactly. sucks. Superman yeah. dies. Like, I don't care. I'm going to spoil it for you so you don't have to go waste your money. Okay? They fight for 3 seconds. Martha, are we best friends? Yup. Save my mommy. Superman dies. Big crap monster shoots lightning. Okay, go ahead. Okay. All spoiled. Don't care.
So relatable, by the way. So relatable. I can't tell you how many times I've hated someone, but just because our mothers have the same name, I'm like, oh, everything's fine.
Yeah. Oh, we're best friends now.
In the movie, Wayne Manor is deserted. It's not burnt down, but it's just there's no one living there. Batman's living in some weird penthouse kind of not. It's not. They don't even have the real Batcave. It's some other location. And people are saying that maybe it's because Jason Todd, as a Joker, knows where Wayne Manor and the Batcave is, because obviously he knows who Batman is, and maybe he's responsible for Wayne Manor being in that condition.
All of this speculation and all of these rumors are vastly more interesting than anything we got in the movie. I'm like listening to you go through this. I'm like, wow, yeah, okay, that could be interesting. It's like, well, too bad in the movie we just got turd monsters with lightning. Yeah.
We should think of the exact opposite and see if that's what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad
idea. I would have loved it if Doomsday was a turd monster.
just the monster from Dogma.
Well,
just
we got like a giant chicken nugget.
I actually do like that theory, Sean. I think that would be really cool.
This reminds me of that scene from Tommy Boy when they're in the restaurant and he takes the bread and he just messes, like, Zack Snyder's like Chris Farley in that scene. Like, he has like, a perfect piece of bread. He's going to fuck it up.
Yeah, pretty much. And I made this analogy to you guys that Batman versus Superman is essentially like a kid playing with his toys. Like, and then Wonder Woman comes in and boom, the monster shoots lightning from his face. It's like, it's just like.
At what point do the toys start kissing?
I don't know, man. I don't, can't tell you what Zack Snyder did when he was
that scene will be
Batman vs. Superman, the anals of evil.
Oh. the dawn of anal.
That'll be in the
wait, wait, hold on. Where the fuck did anal come in?
From Benny's mouth. That's where it came from.
Whoa.
Okay. Zack Snyder also said that he's interested in directing another Superman standalone movie.
So everyone can hate him. Even more. I don't like Superman. You know these great Superman characters like Lobo and Chief of Police Maggie Sawyer and all these other great Superman characters.
Brainiac.
His drunk friend Bibbo, who's like you know, very small and could be played by Danny DeVito. Yeah, they don't fit into my movie, so we're gonna kill them off.
They all died in Man of Steel. Buildings fell.
But are we really like saying straight up? I mean, we all knew it, but are we really saying, "Oh, he's not gonna stay dead"? Like by just saying, "Oh, we're gonna make another Superman movie. We'll bring him back from the dead." Whatever.
I thought he was gonna just come and like come back in like Justice League Part One, but
then why kill him?
Maybe they'll res him in you know, Man of Steel 2 or whatever. I don't fucking care.
Nah, he's showing up in the Justice League movie. It's a matter of whether or not it's part one or part two.
Look, we all knew that though, but like to just outright say it is like another huge kick in the nuts.
They don't even know what they're doing. DC's like scrambling over there.
Oh
now.
Yeah, and we're gonna get to another thing later about DC scrambling.
I think I know what you're gonna bring up.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna get to it very shortly. But I also saw online Zack Snyder's wife and producing partner Deborah Snyder accidentally let it slip that Cyborg will be co-starring in the solo Flash movie.
Oh,
that's cool.
Good for him. Well, I'm glad he's getting work.
It's not too far off from the Hulk being, you know, the second lead in Thor Ragnarok. So, like,
that's what it seemed like to me. Yeah,
I'm cool. I'm cool with heroes playing supporting roles in other superheroes.
It's
movies.
Like, all right, cool. It's great.
It's like
which
Black
means
Widow
maybe we won't even get a solo Cyborg movie then. Maybe this will count as his.
It's like Black Widow in Captain America. Like she had her own kind of arc she went through, but it was really Captain America's movie. So I wouldn't mind that.
Hmm. Who do you think has the first female superhero? Well, actually, Wonder Woman is coming out, so I guess they're going to beat Marvel to the punch there.
Captain Marvel.
Is Captain Marvel going to happen?
Yeah, 2019.
Is it? It's actually going into production.
Yeah, rumors that Brie Larson's going to be Captain Marvel.
Really?
Oh, I'd love that. Yeah. That'd be great.
Hmm.
It's all right. You know they're going to screw it up, so whatever.
No, this is Marvel.
They're not going to screw it up.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, I had to switch my gears there. It'll be great. Good.
That's
Hold
what
on.
You've done, DC. Hold Look what you've on. Done.
We're they talking about doing, good superhero movies now.
They are doing a DC Captain Marvel, aka Shazam, with The Rock as Black Adam.
Mm-hmm.
No. What?
I would have liked The Rock to be Electro in the new Spider-Man
No,
movies.
No, he should be Apocalypse.
I would have liked to throw a rock.
No,
at
he's the most Snyder. Electrifying
Hold
entertainer.
Hold on. The Rock technically now can be the Human Torch because of WrestleMania. Just saying.
Oh,
I don't think anyone here watched that.
He came out with a flamethrower and just set things on fire and went to the.
Was that true?
Yeah. That's kind of true.
And he referred to the big bearded Wyatt family as these Duck Dynasty rejects.
Anyway, let's get back to some more DC talk.
No!
Massive reshoots are being done on this summer's Suicide Squad movie in an attempt to make the film, quote, more fun and add more jokes.
Good.
Yeah, but now it's going to be like a Fantastic Four kind of thing, where it's just going to be like you can tell.
I don't think so. It's
like they're doing all these reshoots. They're going to cut the movie. It's and then someone's going to along the line, like a producer's going to get in there and screw up this scene, and then we're not going to.
Oh, yeah, but you're being too negative. I think it'll be fine, honestly.
It looked fine before they started
reshoots on superhero movies. Happen all the time. You know, there's the Avengers movies had reshoots. Avengers 2 had reshoots. All these superhero movies do have reshoots. So I'm not worried because it is a normal thing. You film the movie, okay, this doesn't really work, and then you have a script doctor and they kind of fluff it up a little bit and then you go in reshoots.
Well,
yes.
I think the more interesting part of this story is that this means that DC did listen to what people said.
Good.
And
maybe they'll kick Snyder off.
And in a way they're reacting.
Well, hold on now. Yeah. Let's not get carried away.
I don't know if they're going to do that. but they're definitely taking at least some action as opposed to no action.
It reminds me of one of my favorite movies ever, G.I. Joe Rise of Cobra. When I watched that on Netflix. When I watched that on Netflix a few months ago, I think they took it off of Netflix. But anyway, I remember when that movie was being made, it was actually shelved for a year because they were doing reshoots to add more chemistry between Channing Tatum and The Rock.
I hate to break your bubble, Jason, but it's actually the second one you're talking about, not Rise of Cobra. Retaliation.
That's Retaliation.
Yes.
It was my favorite movie so much I tricked my mind for some reason.
In the original movie, they killed Channing Tatum, and then they brought him back and reshot more stuff with him, and then they also did the big post-conversion with 3D and all that.
Yeah, I remember all that shit. What I'm getting at is they reshot that to have it have more chemistry, and I felt that it worked. So it could be the same thing for Suicide Squad. Maybe Channing Tatum will be in it, and then a car will blow up on top of it.
Funny thing you mentioned that. The people who wrote that script also wrote Deadpool.
Deadpool was
really?
A good movie.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's all right.
Same writers.
G.I. Joe Retaliation was a good movie, guys. I'm not even making that up. Better than Batman Superman.
That, a lot of things are.
Evan's review.
The whole thing with the reshoots is like now... Because they already shot this, because this movie's ready to come out, and they're doing like reshoots, and they're scrambling, they're panicked over there, and they're like, "What do we do? What do we do?" They all hated everything. Like, we have to change everything. That's good, but at the same time, it means it's going to be like you ever like write an essay, right? And like you go to turn it in, and then it's like 1 hour before you turn it, it's like, "Shit, I did the whole thing wrong," and you have to like real quick rewrite everything, and the essay turns out like shit.
And then the teacher says that. She canceled the assignment. We're just going to take a field trip to a stop sign instead.
Yeah.
And then you take yourself
out. When the teacher just says we're going to take a field trip to a stoplight.
Guys, you want to hear a joke real quick? Why didn't Enrique do his paper? Because because the teacher told him to turn in an essay.
And he said, I ain't no snitch.
I ain't no snitch, man.
What the fuck?
Enrique,
who the fuck asked you? Shut the fuck up. Nobody asked you, you motherfucker. No one fucking asked you, you fucking cocksucker. Would you shut the fuck up? Shut up. I hate you. What? Shut the fuck okay. up. Gouge okay. out my fucking eyes.
Proceed.
Sorry, Jason, you were in that one.
Enrique was stabbed and killed.
Anyway, okay, let's move over to something positive. Let's talk a little Marvel now. Doctor Strange began filming some scenes in New York this past weekend, and we
New York.
Yeah, and we got our first look at Mads Mikkelsen's as the new villain in the movie. Still unnamed, we don't know who he is.
Now I've heard he's either being Dormammu. Or he is Nightmare, which I wasn't so sure who Nightmare was, so I Googled him.
I don't think he's Dormammu.
So I think he's Nightmare then. He's wearing the same green.
I don't know any of these characters. I'm not a Doctor Strange guy. I don't know who any of these people are, so
yeah, I'm not too proficient on his supporting cast other than like you got him, you got the Ancient One, you got
playing
his
Hannibal.
He has
I'd love that.
He has his assistant Wong.
Is that real?
His assistant's name is Wong.
Oh,
and he's
played
be
by
in the movie.
B.D. Wong.
Yeah, he is being played by B.D. Wong.
B.D. Wong's Hugo Strange on Gotham.
Speaking of Gotham, did you see that they're doing a crossover with the Flash?
Are they?
That's not true.
I thought it wasn't an April Fool's thing. I thought I read that online that they're doing a crossover.
That is
kind of like what they did with Supergirl.
Supergirl, where it's...
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you were reading, Gotham should do this because it really boosted Supergirl's ratings, but that would be so fucking weird if they did that.
Kind of,
well,
yeah.
It would have to be another, like, alternate universe thing. Like, Supergirl takes place in an alternate universe, so...
In The Flash,
Do you guys watch Gotham?
No.
No.
In The Flash, though, The Flash knows there's alternate universes and he runs between them, so it's still the same.
Exactly.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Dormammu. Marvel.
Mads Mikkelsen.
That was it. Wong.
You're talking about your dong?
Yep. Yeah, but Matt Mikkelsen, I bet money that he's playing Nightmare. I'll even show you guys like what he looks like. I'll put in the little chat right here.
I hope he doesn't end up like Malekith and Thor.
I don't think he will. Because, I mean, that character and whoever played him.
Christopher Eccleston.
He literally did nothing in the movie. I don't think that you cast Mads Mikkelsen to do nothing in a movie. You know?
I feel like Marvel maybe is learning now, like saying we need to kind of flesh out our villains, which I don't even think is that big of a criticism.
It's just you focus on the hero. The hero's the person you're
exactly.
following.
I feel like people are trying to just find something wrong with the Marvel movies.
They're like, ooh, Marvel, we're mad at you now, but we got no reason.
I mean, yeah, they're not perfect. Marvel has had some duds, in my opinion. I wasn't a fan of Iron Man 2 and 3. And, like, you know, a few of the Thor, like, the Thor movies I thought were just okay.
I didn't like the second Thor.
They're still good movies. But people are, like, trying to find fundamental things wrong with them. Like, oh, they don't have good villains. They're fine villains.
It's not that the villains aren't good. It's they keep killing them off. They don't have any villains to bring back.
It's
going to
lead to my fan theory, man. I know. Thanos is going to bring them all back. You just wait and see.
You keep saying that. I'm waiting for it to happen.
And I'm still waiting for Thanos to come up with Tommy Wiseau and
Kathy Bates. And then Evan's going to have to dress as Jar Jar.
No. He's going to change his name.
Oh, he's going to change his name to Evan Ooze.
Evan Ooze. Yeah. Mr. Ooze.
When are we doing that, by the way?
We all have to be in the movie. Oh,
who knows?
We'll talk about that, Joe.
Yeah. Who knows?
It'll happen.
Anyway, moving on. Sony, they may have accidentally...
Oh, good. More things that we just love.
Woo!
They may have accidentally released a title for the new Spider-Man reboot.
Uh-oh.
You guys ready to hear this one?
Supposedly.
Well, yeah, obviously this is all supposed, but the BBC reported that Sony registered the domain name SpidermanHomecomingTheMovie.com.
Spider-Man prom reek!
Oh, Spider-Man's in high school!
There is a comic arc called that. But they also read, I saw another article today, Sean, if you don't mind me pulling it up. They registered three other domains.
Okay.
Spider-Man Coming of Age.
Oh, that's awful.
Spider-Man Greatness Awaits.
Oh.
And Spider-Man Suspended.
Oh,
high school. Oh, this is high school.
That's the worst one.
Greatness Awaits is the tagline for PlayStation.
The only reason that I'm into Spider-Man Homecoming is because
it's not Spider-Man Suspended.
Well, that not only that, but it is a story that happened in the comics called Spider-Man Homecoming.
Honestly, out of those four, Homecoming's the best one.
Oh,
and the cover of it is the famous cover where he's in the black suit and he's swinging the web and he's catching the two people.
Evan, he's in high school.
Wait, he's going to get the black suit again? You think he's going to dance?
I don't think so. I think it's just all in the name.
People dance at homecomings.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do Venom in the reboot because I guess you would have to if he's using the black costume.
Yeah.
At least not yet.
But Sony wants to do their Venom movie, so...
is there that Willem Dafoe's Green Goblin will come back?
So
I watched last night just for fun the first Spider-Man with Willem Dafoe and Tobey Maguire, and oh my god, is that a stupid movie? But it is so good. It is so much fun. It is just so goofy and comic book esque, and Willem Dafoe is hilarious. And I would do anything to see him have a second go at the Green Goblin.
I love it when he
was perfect the first time.
I love it when he shoots the sleeping gas at Spider-Man. He's like, sleep.
Everything about that movie is awesome.
I love Bonesaw. I got you for 3 minutes.
three minutes of playtime.
What you doing up there? Staying away from you. That's a cute outfit. Did your husband make it for you?
I love when Bruce Campbell gives him his name, Spider-Man. He's like, my name's the Human Spider. Oh, that sucks.
Yo, if I were that
Bruce
guy,
Campbell
I'd see
in every one of those movies.
Yeah.
That was his best one. If
I were that guy, I'd like in the movie, like sue Spider-Man, like I came up with your name, asshole.
Yeah. I heard rumors that when Sam Raimi wanted to do Spider-Man 4, 5, and 6, He wanted Bruce Campbell to actually be Mysterio. Like, it was either going to be Steve Carell or Bruce Campbell was in talks of playing Mysterio.
Both of those would be awesome. What really pisses me off about that is, like, Sony, I get it. Spider-Man 3 sucked and it failed at the box office, but for God's sakes, you didn't have to take the whole series away for one flop. Like, why did you reboot the whole series based on one mistake of a movie? Why didn't you?
I was reading those leaked Sony emails that North Korea graciously gave us last year.
Thank you, Supreme Leader.
And apparently, when Sony made the decision to, it was Avi Arad who
everyone's
was the
favorite.
Who was the guy who said, "Okay, we need to start from scratch again." Everyone was against him. Everyone wanted to do like a James Bond thing, just like continue the story, just hire someone new, like James Bond. Yeah. And he's like, no, we have to start from the beginning.
And you know, Jason, they were using elements from what Sam Raimi was going to make Spider-Man 4.
They used the lizard.
Well, Spider-Man 4 wasn't going to be the lizard. It was going to be John Malkovich as the vulture, and Anne Hathaway was going to be the vultress, the female vulture. That's what made Sam Raimi quit, because he didn't like that.
I'm still better with that than I was to give the part to a 35-year-old Andrew Garfield who is trying to play a high schooler. I'm a nerd, but I skate.
But he's awkward.
Good looking.
Dude, if that nerd, quote unquote nerd, was in my high school, he would have banged every girl and female teacher.
He did.
I mean, he was the worst Peter Parker.
Gwen Stacy, like, instantly. Before he was even Spider-Man, it was like,
Gwen Stacy had a crush on him. That's not a nerd. Nerd has to fight for his dinner. He just doesn't get it served to him.
Dude,
exactly.
Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2 were just atrocious. Jobo, would you care to join this?
I've said so many things about the Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2 that it's a piece of shit. It's a rectal wart on the Spider-Man film series.
They're going to be forgotten in like, you know.
They are. And you know what's funny? Like, the first Spider-Man with Willem Dafoe and the second one with Doc Ock and everything are so much more memorable and ingrained in our minds and classic superhero than – and 1 and 2 have already faded – and Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2 have already faded into obscurity. So it's like, exactly. they're already not relevant.
I remember Doug Walker, a.k.a. the Nostalgia Critic, did an old versus new of Spider-Man and Amazing Spider-Man films.
He loves the new ones.
Yeah, I can't get behind that. Like, I like Doug Walker and I like his reviews. But, I mean, 9 times out of 10, I agree with him. But this time I was just like, man, I don't get that at all.
I remember listening to that going, like, you are really off the mark with this.
Really? Like, Doug Walker doesn't understand, like, comic book movies and superhero movies.
He does have a hard time with, in my opinion.
I like his brother Rob more nowadays, because like I'll look at his Facebook posts and then like he'll actually post things like, yes, Star Wars The Force Awakens, it does repeat things from, you know, A New Hope, but so did Return of the Jedi. And it's, you know, like, what does it have its flaws? Yeah, I think there's a few things I personally didn't like. But it's fun. Let me have my fun. Wake me when the war on fun is over. Like,
yeah, Zack Snyder.
There you go.
You, Snyder.
Wake me when the war on fun is over. Because seriously, go watch that first Spider-Man movie. Go watch how much fun it is to watch Willem Dafoe fly around and laugh and Tobey Maguire cry.
And
the
his
whole
awful
movie's
costume.
Great. And you know what? Costumes are, but they're awful. Yeah. But they're awesome because they look like Power Rangers. Like, they're,
you know,
like,
what
these, I. Oh, it's so much fun.
You know what I read online, too, that I also found weird, but I agreed with it? Amazing Spider-Man 2 is kind of like a soft reboot from Amazing Spider-Man 1, because Amazing Spider-Man 1 was, well, just
okay, okay.
With me. Because Amazing Spider-Man 1 was a gritty, you know, of course they had to all be gritty, but it was a dark, gritty reboot, reimagining Spider-Man. But 2 was way more colorful, had, like, you know, 3 villains instead of the one thing. And I'm blanking on what the article said. I'll try to find it for you guys. But basically, they were saying that Amazing Spider-Man 2 was kind of like a soft reboot from the first one anyway. So it's like, Spider-Man was actually rebooted under our nose and we didn't even know it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, I can see that.
Yeah.
So this could be the title, Spider-Man Homecoming. Obviously nothing has been announced yet, but the internet did use the same theory to figure out the name of Skyfall back when that came out. Sony registered the name early and people figured out that's what the name of the movie was. So anyway, in
Spider-Man Skyfall.
There you go.
I mean, I heard that, I remember reading on some article on Reddit that the new Spider-Man movie was going to be called The New Avenger because Captain America was the first Avenger.
I like that. I think that's
a good one. I like that too.
I'm all right with that.
It goes along with the rumors that eventually, like, this Avengers cast of Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans, who else? Scarlett Johansson, all those guys.
Well, they're going to die, and
yeah.
We're gonna get
exactly. They're all going to die, aka their contracts are going to die. Spider-Man, aka Tom Holland, is going to be the new Avenger leader. Which
I'm okay with that, though. The passing of the torch is fine.
I heard that they want to try to get Chris Evans and Robert Downey Jr. for the Spider-Man movie.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I think that's the thing in that story arc. The Spider-Man Homecoming story arc features both of them.
Oh, there you go.
I gotta download that now.
There you go. And
the villain in that show. I hate that title, though.
I don't know who the villain is in that.
I'm not sure. So, moving on.
Zack Snyder.
He's the villain of everyone.
Is he the villain of 1,000 Faces?
Well, we'd have to ask.
He's really the key to all this.
He's a funnier character than we've had before.
He's a funnier director than we've had before.
If we can get him to work.
Jason, you're going to appreciate this. In a recent interview, Jennifer Lawrence is quoted as saying that she's dying to come back to do more X-Men movies.
You know, I heard that in the IGN Keeping It Real movie podcast, and I agree with what they said, how this is very conflicting from what she originally said, saying she was done with Mystique. But nobody really knows if this is true or not. I hope it's
not. Well, and when money keeps coming in, then, you know.
Oh, God, you took it. Yeah, I was going to say, she's dying. She's dying to come back as long as the checks keep coming in at an even rate as the men, though. As an even rate as the men. That's a big thing.
Here's the thing. If I was playing a character in a movie that I didn't really care for, and they were like, yeah, we're going to keep paying you millions of dollars to show up, do a couple lines, and leave, I'd be like, yeah, sure, okay, that's fine. Yeah, cool. I'll continue to play Jar Jar Binks.
I get
front and
center on the poster, you know.
Yeah, hey, get to be on the poster. That's awesome.
Well, I guess they're asking her because it's expected that this X-Men Apocalypse movie is going to be the last one in this trilogy of prequel movies.
Good.
And also,
please don't use that word. Please just avoid the word prequel trilogy.
In a way, it is, though. Even though they totally rewrote everything. but
I'm so sick and tired of these old X-Men movies, like the older versions of them. First Class did it, you know, did it well. Days of Future Past, it wrapped up their story arc. You know, they wound up where they needed to be. And enough with them. Just cause, you know, they I guess they sell more movie collectible cups because you have young, good looking people on it. Like,
but this is kind of a trilogy, though, that they've been building.
But Olivia Munn speaks to the graphic of 23-year-old women. Come on.
Well, I mean,
demographic of 23-year-old women. Come on.
You know, the first movie was what, in the 60s. Second was in the 70s. This is in the 80s. So
no, the 80s are cool. Let's just have the X-Men have an 80s party if you want to, like, go over the 80s. I don't care.
The X-Men just show up in that new movie. Everybody wants some. It'll be great.
the new
one. Which, by the way, I would love to see and review.
Really?
We should do that.
You know who directed it, right?
It's the same guy who did
Zack Snyder.
What's that?
Zack Snyder directed it.
No, what did Evan say?
The same guy who did Dazed and Confused.
And Boyhood.
Oh, that's the same guy?
Yep.
And
Richard Stepler.
But I would like to see Everybody Wants Them.
I've made it a priority not to see any movies by him anymore. After Boyhood.
If it didn't take 12 years, I don't want to see it.
Understood. Sorry, guys. I was unaware that this touched such a raw nerve.
I just
think it looks like a good movie.
Yes. Well, it could be. Who knows? It's also good to note that both Michael Fassbender and James McAvoy's contracts are done after this movie. So
they're good, though. I liked them.
But they
are good. I'd rather see Apocalypse with the current X-Men, you know, the older versions, you know, Patrick Stewart, Hugh Jackman, James Marsden.
But they're not coming back, Joe.
But
they
need to.
But they're not.
I would rather just see an X-Men movie more akin to the freaking comic books, you know?
Yeah.
Like, with how, like, Storm and Cyclops and those guys really act. Like, Storm has a booming voice. Like, she was like an African queen. And they get Halle Berry, who's so freaking soft-spoken. It's just, it's not right.
You got to do the classic lineup, you know? You got to have, you know, as the
with their suits and everything.
Wolverine, Nightcrawler, Colossus, Jean Grey, Rogue, Gambit, like, you got to do all of them together, and we're never going to see that because it's Hugh Jackman's last movie.
And plus, Bryan Singer is going to get behind the reins, and then you know, well, give them all black suits.
Well, I did.
And
I did
make one character the central focus.
Yeah, I did see Magneto is going to be in his normal attire for this movie.
Oh yay!
I don't know if that if anyone cares, but I did see that earlier, and also I heard that this is probably going to be Bryan Singer's last X-Men movie.
Okay, fine.
Okay, cool. Bye, bye, Bryan.
No, he came back, you know, he did Days of Future Past, did it well. Days of Future Past is probably my favorite X-Men movie. Good, you helped to breathe new life into the franchise. Now, just stop. You know,
it's too much, you're drowning.
Focus, you know, you do a writing credit. Let you know, everyone else, you know, take the reins from it. Let someone else have who's the guy who did First Class?
Matthew Vaughn.
I thought he did a great job with there.
Yeah, I don't know why he never came back.
Well, he went to do Kick-Ass 2 after Kingsman. That, I think?
It was Kingsman after that.
It was Kingsman after that? Okay. Well, still, he's working on the sequel to that as well, so he's a busy guy. Plus, they were also talking about having him do one of the Star Wars spinoffs as well. I think he was involved with the Boba Fett one, if I'm not mistaken.
Boba Fett? Where?
Man, if there's a Boba Fett movie, that's going to be awesome.
All right, moving
made
on.
By Zack Snyder.
Oh, it's going to be terrible.
Everything's so dark.
Why can't I see what's going on?
All right,
Boba Fett's mom's name is Martha.
Oh, God, I can relate.
All right, let's move on to some miscellaneous.
What the fuck?
Right in my ass.
Hello, I'm Ronald Reagan. And I'd like to know if the intro played.
Yes.
Mr. Gorbachev, play that intro.
Yes.
It did play, in case you're wondering.
Well, there you go, Evan.
Thank you.
Why, was that a request?
Well, yeah, I'm always wondering.
All right, so...
missile get packed?
First story, a Hong Kong man has created a $50,000 life-sized humanoid robot prototype in the image of actress Scarlett Johansson.
Well,
can you repeat that? Nope. I think I misheard you, but I can't tell.
A Hong Kong man has created a $50,000 life-sized humanoid robot prototype in the image of actress Scarlett Johansson.
You know, this reminds me of that Seinfeld episode where that creepy guy made the mannequin of Elaine, but this is just taking it like one step too far.
I'm done with this world. Goodbye.
I'm done with China.
I'll have to send you pictures of this.
No, I'm looking it up. It's really weird.
Okay.
It's gonna kill someone, and then we're all gonna be like, oh, well, it's just a robot.
And they'll call
robots
it Lucy
have
too.
Rights too.
He spent over a year building the robot from scratch, with 70% of the robot created using a 3D printer.
Doesn't even really look like her.
Well, the face kind of
how she feels
I mean,
about.
It's got. I can. Oh boy. Oh boy. This is a lot. I wish you didn't tell me that this existed. And I'm really disturbed by this.
The robot has pre-programmed verbal commands and can move its arms, legs, and face, which are all covered by silicone, to make the robot appear more human.
Well, the main question is, does it have a vagina?
You know. He's doing awful things with that robot.
I could tell you just by looking at the pictures, it does have nipples.
Oh.
Because you can see that through the shirt of this thing. I'm convinced that this is a sex robot.
I'm telling you, the guy wants to upload his hard drive.
Nah, his USB drive.
he puts a fucking pen drive in between her legs.
He puts it in, and it's like, would you like to take control of this Kryptonian ship? He's like, sure.
Yes, call me Lex Luthor.
Sure, I guess. Like even
Lex Luthor, pound me.
Siri, call
what does Scarlett Johansson think about this? Did she see this?
She's probably creeped out by it.
I mean,
wouldn't
if
you
somebody
be?
Made a giant
she probably loves
me,
it.
I would be flattered.
Why?
I don't know. I just realized the weird fantasy I have is
imagining
Evan!
Is I want someone to make a robot of me.
Sean,
and
Sean, you know what to do next.
Wait, how do you... I can't make a robot.
Sean,
no,
you just
don't,
do
you,
things, man.
Play the video, goddammit!
No, I don't play the video on request. You know that.
Oh.
So no, this is, by the way, that's the most disturbing thing I've ever seen in my life. I don't know how to. Well, where do you find these things, Sean?
Internet.
Deep internet.
The deep web. Actually, he goes on tour and just finds this shit.
Actually, it was on the front page of Yahoo.
Oh, okay, good. So, good. But that's news.
So literally the lightest internet possible.
Yes.
Might as well have been BuzzFeed.
Moving on, next story. Evan, you're a fan of Burger King, correct?
You always ask me that, and my response is always, eh.
I know Jobo is, because he loves the chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, chicken sandwiches are really good.
Anybody try the hot dogs yet? Or
no.
No?
How are they?
I don't know. I don't want diarrhea.
Burger King has introduced the new Angriest Whopper, with the gimmick being a red-colored bun infused with spicy hot sauce.
Okay, Burger King is
shittily orange.
Is one burger away from pretty patties.
It is. Dude, this whole episode's been SpongeBob references.
But it's like, okay, hi, I'm Burger King. Wow, SpongeBob Pretty Patties. Looks like they had a lot of people at that Pretty Patties stand. Jim, make all of our patties different colors.
We'll get actual fish to come to our store.
What I understand is that they had issues with the Halloween Whopper because people didn't want to eat it because it looked weird.
It sold well though, didn't it?
Did it?
It's so weird.
Are you sure?
Ooh, what is this? Like, I have to.
I can't imagine that selling well.
Because I
it sells better than Batman versus Superman. So
I knew you were going to say that.
I remember when we talked about the Halloween Whopper many many episodes ago. Evan, you were saying how people were researching and they were saying that they would rather put a penis in their mouth as opposed to the yeah. Halloween Whopper.
Actually, you know what? For a second I didn't know what you were talking about, but but actually that was a real thing that, like, statistically speaking, people would rather, like, give oral sex than eat a hamburger dyed black.
Yeah. So if
Jesus Christ, people,
if that's what we're going off of, why are we making it now red?
I don't know.
I wonder what color it'll turn your shit.
Well, that's what we need to find out.
Dark red.
I hope not.
People are going to think they're bleeding internally.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what if someone is? What if someone is? They eat the burger. They just can't tell.
Like, sir, you've had a medical condition where your anus has been bleeding for days.
Oh, sorry.
I've just been eating these Whoppers. I had no
idea. That's gonna be the commercial. It's gonna be like a guy sitting in the doctor's office. The doctor's like, "How did you not know this?" And he goes, "I was eating the new Burger King Red Whopper."
It's called the Angriest Whopper. I guess they had an anger Whopper before.
Is it
then?
Spicy?
The doctor's gonna, like, cut him off, like, right as they're getting to, like, the end of it. And he's gonna be like, You're about to die. Like, you realize that, right? And he's like, angry Whopper.
I assume it is spicy. Also, what's on the burger, not only the red bun that has the hot sauce infused in it, which is just weird in itself.
Hold on. Is the bun, I assume it's dyed red.
Yes.
That would be stupid. Okay.
Yes.
But why can't they just make it without dyeing the bun red?
Because maybe it would be, like, it would confuse not only people eating, but people working there.
It's like when, okay, so I won't know that this is spicy unless it's specifically colored red.
Yes.
Like, how stupid does Burger King think we are?
I don't know, man. You haven't built any Scarlett Johansson robot. I don't know how smart you really are.
Does it have the red bun, but also on the burger, it has jalapeno peppers, flaming onion petals, bacon, American cheese, and something called angry sauce. No one knows
angry.
What's
it's
in
so angry sauce. When your colon's happy, make it angry.
You know what's funny? It sounds good, but it's red. So,
Evan, you want to share one? Eat it like Lady and the Tramp style?
Absolutely.
I just want to say, I really hope one day after Burger King's, like, completely out of this and they just go back and look at all the times they've tried to get their fans back in to the restaurant, they make a movie called Burger King: The Quest for Relevance. Because this is like, yeah, they come out with the black burger, they come out with a hot dog, or come out with a red burger.
All right, so our food sucks compared to McDonald's and Wendy's. What can we do? So let's start dyeing our food different colors.
Did you see that?
Pretty patties.
Did you see that Burger King now also has mozzarella sticks too?
Why don't we just call it Variety King? Like, why is it Burger
like
King?
They're literally, yeah, right? They're putting all King. They're putting all these weird items on their menu. And I are like people going?
To get, like, well, I was gonna say, like, they're kind of like marketing this towards like stoners, I guess. Like, if you think about it, like, where can you go if you're baked to get a red burger, mozzarella sticks, and a hot dog in the same place aside from 7-Eleven?
Taco Bell. I don't know. It reminds me of when I heard Pizza Hut was changing their name to just The Hut because they were going to be more variety.
I remember that.
Yeah, but
Pizza
it never
the Hut.
Oga bagiga.
Jobo, when you go to Burger King, is there usually anyone there?
No.
You're by yourself.
I never go in. I just go through the drive-thru.
Okay, well, is there anyone in the drive-thru?
If on a good day, maybe one other person.
I just don't, because every time I drive past Burger King, I never see that many people there. I'm surprised.
Well, wouldn't you, if you know the King, you know, seeing his face all the time on the commercials, I'd stop going after a while. But their chicken sandwiches are just so good.
All right, fair enough. All right, moving on to our final miscellaneous story of the night. Okay, who here is familiar with Andrew W.K.?
Party.
I want to have a party. I need to have a party.
Oh, I saw him. He opened for Black Sabbath.
Really?
I'm not making that up. I saw him when he opened for Black Sabbath. He's just a DJ, right?
No, he's a lead in his own band.
But he's also a DJ, correct?
I don't know. I just
was an Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Was he?
Yep.
Yeah, he was the party, party, party guy.
Oh.
He is the party, party, party guy.
Well,
parties, by the way.
Andrew W.K. has launched his own political party, and it is called the Party Party.
Oh, you know, hey. Come on.
The Party Party has filed paperwork with the Secretary of State and are asking online supporters to sign a petition to qualify it as an actual political party.
They made John Kerry sign this shit.
Evan, would you sign that petition?
I don't care. Sure. I'll sign anything.
Don't you think it's good to have more parties than we already have?
I am one of the biggest bipartisan multi-party system supporters you'll ever meet, but the Party Party, really?
Party Party.
It's fun to say. Yeah. I can get on. You know, I like partying. Maybe I can get on board with this.
Andrew W.K. said this about the Party Party's beliefs. He said, buried deep inside this mountain of overwhelming national anxieties, complex international dilemmas, and endlessly competing principles, there is a fundamental truth that we are all in this together.
I like that. I can mean, get
that's
this.
That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, that sounds logical.
Okay, cool. Whatever. Party party.
Let's go party, guys.
Yeah, whatever.
Evan, can we get your vote for the Party Party?
Who's the candidate? Willem Dafoe? Yes.
Zack Snyder. Sleep.
Sleep. Word to the not so wise about your little girlfriend. Do what you need to with her, then broom her fast.
You best remember, line in the when movie. Aunt May is praying and he breaks in, he's like, finish it.
Finish it.
Keep us from evil.
Those eyes, those horrible yellow eyes.
Oh, God. So much.
Yeah, if the Party Party puts up Green Goblin as portrayed by Willem Dafoe as their presidential candidate, then oh my God. Yes. I mean, think about it. He's a billionaire businessman who's got his name on the company. He's crazy. Nobody likes him, but yet he blows a bunch of people up and screams and shouts and he's cool. So there you go. Party party.
Are we talking about Donald Trump or
no,
Willem Dafoe?
About Norman Osborn.
Oh,
I thought we were talking about Andrew W.K.
No, I'm talking about Norman Osborn, dude. Think about it.
All right, Sean. Any other stories?
No, that's all we got in miscellaneous.
Think about it, hero.
So, Jason, I believe there's one last thing that we have to hit before we go.
Yes, that is true, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, WrestleMania, the biggest sports yearly event ever in history, that the thing that everyone cares about and everyone watches, just passed.
Except for Evan.
How's it going? Yes.
Just passed last Sunday. And a friend of ours, Mr. Friend of the Show, George Lucas, participated in it.
Yes.
We think. I couldn't see him out there.
Well. It'd
be hard to miss.
Let's go find out what he had to say. Sean.
Yes.
How are you, man?
I'm good. We are here at...
I don't care. Okay, so we are outside of George Lucas's house, man. We got to get the scoop on what happened to him at WrestleMania. So I'm going to knock on his door. And we're waiting. There he is.
Where the fuck are you? Oh, all right. It's your guy. Sorry.
George, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, guys. How are you? What a nice surprise.
Do you mind if we come in?
The rain. It's you know, you guys look cold without your poncho.
Oh. Do you mind if we come in real quick?
Yeah, please. I just said that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
Okay, listen to me, son of a bitch.
George, I would have my poncho, but I think you ate it last time.
Oh yeah. I'm sorry about that. You know, I Amazoned you a new one. You didn't get that yet?
No, I haven't been home in a while. I've been kind of like,
okay, so, you know, you check your mail.
Okay, I will. Well, George,
we want your mail too.
We won't take up too much of your time. I just wanted to ask you about WrestleMania.
Yes.
You were supposed to be in the Andre Battle Royale, but unfortunately, you didn't show up. Can I ask you why?
Or did I?
What, or did you?
What's this? What, George, what is this?
Okay, so you know how, you know, Evan pretty much sabotaged me at the Royal Rumble?
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah, he says otherwise. You know, he was out kissing Meryl Streep or whatever, but, you know, I know that's complete bullshit. But I made sure that that wouldn't happen again. So I had the boys, my ragtag group of ragamuffins, you know, consisting of Jake Lloyd, Tamara Morrison, Amah Best, and Chris Holshue. I had them kidnap Kane, a.k.a. Glenn Jacobs, and I competed as Kane.
Wait, so you were dressed as Kane?
Yeah, I got to tell you, it was really hard to fit into that costume. But you know, I did what I had to do.
Wow, I knew something
you
was
played
weird.
That really well.
Yeah, you know, I had to shave my beard. As you can see, I'm very clean shaven right now. But you know,
oh,
yeah,
that's just flour on your face. You must have.
Yeah, you know, I'm just, you know, a little disguised, you know, to throw people off. But you know, I had to shave. I came out as Kane. I wore the wig, you know, with the mask. I tucked all of my fat into my boots. And, you know, had the boys take Glenn Jacobs.
Wow. I mean, okay, so you were Kane the whole time, I guess.
Yeah,
I mean, you came close. You almost won.
Yeah, you know, just the strength, you know. I mean, I wish it would have been Georgie Porgy, you know, getting that push. But, you know, I think it would have led to a feud between me and Baron Corbin. But, you know, I had to come out as Kane because I just couldn't let Evan, you know, defeat me again.
That's a damn good idea.
Yeah, George, you really acted that well. You're a great actor. You should
thank
really
you. You know, I came a lot from my cameo in Lethal Weapon.
Who were you there?
I was that guy at the amusement park, and I went, "Hey," and then "Let's go, dear."
Oh, that's right. You were there
as yourself.
No, I forgot about that.
No, Beverly Hills Cop. I get them confused. They're both great films.
That's true. Yeah.
And Turkey Leg.
Wow.
So
this has been so cool, George. I had no idea you were able to, like, you know, grow a few feet in size and like.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Sure. Yeah.
Should I let Glenn Jacobs go?
You still have him?
Yeah, I still have him.
Oh, but you mean like he's here right now?
Yeah, he's in the catacombs. You know where I used to keep my my kids. You know, they're like not my actual kids. Yeah, the other people.
Little people.
Yep. Where I kept them. You know, Tamora shot him with a knockout dart, and Amaz using his Jar Jar tongue as a rope.
Who?
Jake Lloyd's been beating him with a tube sock all day. And Chris is just kind of, you know, just keeping watch.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, I think the WWE might need him, or maybe his family misses him, but you probably should let him go by the end of the day.
I don't know, man. This thing's
unless
too
you
deep.
Want to keep competing.
Look, this thing's too. You know, this thing is way too deep, guys. You know, there was someone here who was, you know, from the WWE who was here under suspicion, and I had my guard shoot him on sight. So now, you know, this thing's escalating out of control. You know,
I mean, let's be honest, George. This is illegal what you're doing.
Look, you know, at the end of the day, this is all Evan's fault. He drove me to this.
You know, had he just let me do my thing, and had I not need to live in fear, you know, I can't sleep at night anymore because I'm constantly fearing Kim Davis breaking into my house. And then I'm afraid that Evan's going to, you know, break into my house too and like stab me or something. So, you know, it's all his fault, let's be honest. And I hope that if I am caught, that the prosecutors would, you know, immediately understand and arrest him.
You know, I hope so too. You're not Evan. You're George.
Yeah, don't you dare.
George, I have one final question for you.
Yes.
How did you grow like a foot in size? Because Glenn Jacobs like a foot taller than you.
You see, remember I said I tucked my fat in my boots? I was just standing on
It was like stilts?
Yeah, it was like stilts, but made out of my fat goo.
Your fat goo? Ooh.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
It was a convincing disguise. I will say that, George.
You're a great man. You never cease to amaze me.
Yeah, thank you.
So maybe next year.
Yeah. I hope you win next year, the next year's Battle Royale, Andre Battle Royale. So we're going to get going, George. Thanks so much.
God, what was that?
What was that?
I think Glenn just stabbed Tamura.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, should I call the hospital?
No. You guys just handle this. You know, you guys just get out of here. I'll take care of this, all right?
All right, Sean, let's get out of here. Let's go.
Hey,
George, we were never here.
What are you doing, buddy? Hey, guys, get out of here. Come on, go.
Sean, that was another crazy story from friend of the show, George.
I hope he's okay.
Yeah, we're going to maybe at some point we'll get an update from him, see what happened to Kane, see if he actually escaped.
You know, it was 10 years ago, Comic-Con, 10 years ago this year, I met Kane. I should have talked to him.
Do you think he would have remembered you?
Yeah, definitely, man. I mean, I was, one of the guys in that line. I shook his hand.
Did you introduce yourself as the giant midget?
Yeah, I did. I said that was my wrestling name. Okay, well, I feel like we should put a ball on the end of this episode. There's no way you can top that interview.
Evan, how do you feel about the accusations that George is making against you?
I have said it once, and I'll say it again. I have nothing wrong with George Lucas. I'm trying to be his friend, but clearly he doesn't want to be.
Dude, like, you drove him to kidnap a man. Like.
Look, that's his own hang-ups, man. I'm not even throwing punches anymore. He's got a lot of stuff to work out. He's got a lot of hang-ups. I think he's really upset about Star Wars, and I think he's taking it out on the wrong people.
He's mentally disturbed, Evan.
Something's wrong with that man, dude. I haven't said shit about him in weeks.
This could be your fault.
Did you not berate him on his first appearance?
On his first appearance, yeah, but that we're talking that was a year ago.
Do you remember when he threw up the script of Star Wars and you sold it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that he didn't appreciate that.
I know, but what are you defending George for, Joe?
I'm just saying that
he's a friend. He's a friend.
Like you know, drive men to insanity. Like I have
done some bad things against George, but then George lost his mind and just can't let things go. I feel bad for George. I really do. I think he lost something important to him, and he's taking it out on the wrong people.
How do you explain the tray of food that distracted him from entering the Royal Rumble?
I don't like wrestling. I wasn't there.
So you would sabotage. You don't like wrestling and you don't like the men, so you'll sabotage both.
Why would I waste my time?
All right, guys. All right. Remember, we're all friends here. We're all a big podcast.
Apparently,
Jordan's our friend, too.
You know who's the real villain?
Zack Snyder.
Well,
okay, you guys can say Zack. I was going to say the red burger from Burger King, but yeah, let's go with Zack Snyder.
They're the same.
Yeah, okay. Okay, guys.
The same thing.
They both give me diarrhea.
All right. I am Jason Green. You can follow me on Twitter at jgreen89. You can follow his podcast at blah, blah, P-O-D, number one. Email me if you want a blah, blah shirt or be on the show, jgreen89.
Or you want a pizza roll.
Or a pizza roll. jgreen89 at gmail. Sean.
Oh, yes. You can follow me on Twitter at the_Brack Show. Hooray.
Evan.
You can follow me on Twitter at the_Brack Show or at BNP Express or at JAYGreen89.
What about the Evan
or
Moore?
Or at 11 more.
11 O's.
11 more. Evan
11
11 more.
11 more.
I like that even better.
Evan Moore 1105. That's
I'm
my.
So right now, guys.
Can we tweet you about Batman vs. Superman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably what 11 more is probably what Zack Snyder said to DC, like, hey, let's make 11 more.
And they're like, oh, God.
They're like, yeah, sure.
Tell you that from now on, Evan. Benny, where can people find you?
At the BNP underscore express. Woo, woo, woo.
And
don't have,
Joe.
You have to type the woo, woo, woo.
Guys, somebody won the blah, blah, earth contest.
What?
Is woo! What I'll be saying when you win the blah, blah,
oh.
Earth. Oh, man. So,
ladies and gentlemen, take a selfie of you anywhere on the planet Earth in a recognizable location where we can pinpoint where you are, you know, a landmark or a restaurant.
Or a basement.
But no, because then I can't tell that you're actually somewhere, Evan.
Or on Earth. Yeah, that's right. That basement could be on the moon.
It could be.
So, you know, take a selfie, tweet it at us, and you'll win a signed copy of the 1997 Jim Carrey comedy film, Liar, Liar.
Signed by us. Not by Jim Carrey.
Signed by us with our beautiful handwriting.
I don't know why.
Alrighty, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Tune in next week for episode 57. It'll be so big. Nah, I'm just kidding. There's going to be nothing different about it. Good night.
Jason, that was the worst possible way that you could ever tease.
Do you want to do it again?
It's going to be awesome. Just kidding. It's going to be the same. Goodbye.
Do you want to redo that?
No. It was perfect. I loved it. I'm just busting the guy's balls, man. It was funny.